This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALIA, 1-877-DOCTALIA. So last Christmas and New Year's, we had the Omicron wave. Omicron came in, kicked a lot of our butts. We had been vaccinated. Some of us boosted, and we were like, what the hell is this? I was sick for weeks after that sucker. That was not fun. That was the BA1. Then we had the BA2, 2.121, 2.122. There was a BA4, BA5. There were some BA3s in there, but they didn't really make a big wave. But BA4 and BA5 kicked most of our butts this summer. Well, now we have, we also had a BA2.75. That's still going around, the BA2.75. Then there was a BA3.8. Now we have the BQ1, the BQ1.1, and the XBB. And I know you guys are like, oh, God, what does this end? I don't know when it ends. Maybe it ends when we find out how these got leaked, where, you know, the original sources, and if these things are still getting leaked. Maybe that's how it ends. I don't know. But sometimes once the cat's out of the bag or the hat's out of the bag or whatever the analogy is, the variants can sadly come and continue and not let up. So I watch what happens in Australia, especially for flu season. We've been watching, you know, that Australia had more of a flu season this year. Their vaccine seemed to be a good match. Our vaccine is similar, almost identical to the Australia vaccine. So hopefully we have a good flu shot. But Australia's COVID cases have been rising. Health officials are signaling the arrival of the new Omicron subvariants. And it included the BAQ or the BQ.1 and the XBB. And these, even though BA5 might be on the decline, these variants, the BQ1 and the BQ1.1, are already floating around Europe. We think BQ1.1 is about 40% of the new cases in U.S. The XBB variant caused a huge wave in Singapore in October. And they say the XBB wave may even be more wily and smart than the BQ1.1. The BQ.1 descended from BA5. So it's considered a sublineage of a sublineage. So what that means is we have the Omicron variant of COVID. Then you had the BA5 sublineage, and now you have the BQ1 of that. So it's a sublineage of a sublineage. The XBB, they said, is a recombinant. It's a result of two different Omicron subvariants that swapped part of their genetic material. They're calling it Centarius, or of the two, the Centarius one and the BA2.101. So they're similar in some of their spike mutations, but they also have differences. Now, the big question we all have is, well, if we have the vaccine, the new vaccine, is that good enough? Well, the new vaccine is supposed to have BA4, BA5 spike protein mutations within it, as well as the wild type. So I believe it's close enough because it's still Omicron. It might not be as good for the XBB as it is for the BQ.1. They say both the XBB and the BQ1 transmit faster than the current BA5. That BA5 was already a fast sucker. So Dr. Sherry, let me give credit where credit is due. Dr. Sherry, I want to quote, I think it's a male. I just don't have, oh, no, Norell. Sherry, medical microbiologist and infectious disease physician at the Doherty Institute. Dr. Sherrell says, we don't know for sure yet, but the signs are that their disease severity is similar to other Omicrons. When Singapore had an XBB wave, their numbers rose, but the hospitalizations didn't follow suit. And that's kind of what we really care about. I mean, we don't want any sort of virus, but we definitely want fewer hospitalizations. Now, I'm looking at our COVID tracker that we get from the CDC. The new cases are, we got a little bit of a bump in early November. Might be trending a little downward, but then again, the problem with that is people aren't really testing. So when people call up saying, I have COVID, and I'm like, you know, did your doctor test you, start you on a medication? Like, no, my boyfriend has it. He tested positive, so I know I have it. I'm not going to go out and buy another test kit. So we're just not getting a lot of people testing. The death rate, though, is dropping. That you can't hide. That you can't, you know, hide at home. And so the death rate, that number is going down. The weekly total is still in the thousands, 2,222 deaths this week. Hospitalizations are starting to go up. Now, keep in mind, some people could have COVID and flu, or COVID and RSV, or COVID and pneumonia. Or some people could just test positive for COVID and not even have any symptoms. In terms of vaccinations, I think 11.3% of the population is vaccinated with the updated booster. 11.3%. What does that mean? That means people are sick of the vaccines. They're sick of the talk. Maybe it's because they went through COVID themselves that they think they have enough, that they think they have enough, you know, of their body's been through enough. And I got to admit, I didn't get the boosters because after my January COVID and then the June COVID or the July COVID, I'm like, I got to give my body a break. That was a booster. The problem is I just didn't want to risk it. So I got the updated booster because I just don't want to get sick this winter. So cases are there. We just don't have a lot of numbers. We're really lacking. People can't get into the urgent cares. They can't get into the hospital to get tested. They're going to the telemedicine. They're calling telemedicine for treatment. We cannot treat with Paxlovid without sending you to an urgent care or a place where they could test you. So that does allow the government to at least get numbers. But there's not a lot of people getting Paxlovid. Paxlovid is the FDA-approved medication for COVID that I think works very well and may limit long COVID and may limit hospitalization and death. But a lot of people aren't getting it because by the time they're testing positive at home, it's already too late. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline caught my eye. Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, his brother was the one in Hunger Games, but Chris Hemsworth is Thor. He is taking a step back from acting after he found out that he is at high risk for Alzheimer's. And pretty gutsy. He's 39 years old, has no symptoms. But apparently, and I don't think this is a publicity stunt. I think this really, really happened. But apparently he is doing a show called Limitless. It's streaming on Disney Plus, and according to the show, breakdown or summary, Hemsworth is on a personal mission to learn how to extend our health, strength, and intellect further into our later years. Now, for those of you who don't know who Chris Hemsworth is, he's very, very muscular. We got to see his tushy in the latest Thor. So for being close to middle age, he looks pretty damn good. And he was Avengers, tons of movies. Kind of trying to think what else. Can't get past the whole four. But he's been in multiple movies. And he's a pretty good actor. But what apparently happened was during one scene, one episode, he was going to the doctor. And they were going to do a bunch of genetic testing. And when the genetic testing came back, the doctor's like, I don't know if you want me to discuss this on air. And I think they ended up discussing on air. And they found out that Chris Hemsworth has two copies of the gene APOE4. One from each parent. Now, we've spoken about the APOE4 gene. When you have one copy of the gene, your risk of Alzheimer's is 2 to 3-fold. If you have two copies, it's 10 to 12-fold your risk. It's huge. Now, what does it do? Well, they think the gene could inhibit proper cholesterol production processing in the brain, which could affect nerve sheaths, affect conductivity, then of the nerves. Earlier, we spoke about years ago that they think it could prevent the removal of amyloid that starts to accumulate in the brain, therefore you being at risk of amyloid deposition buildup, which is a huge hallmark issue when it comes to Alzheimer's. So there's a few things this APOE4 gene could do, but when you get one from both parents, that could be an issue. So Chris Hemsworth tells Vanity Fair, yeah, they took all my blood work and did a bunch of tests, and the plan was to on camera tell me all the results and then talk about how you could improve this and that. Peter Attia, who is the longevity doctor in that episode and overseeing a lot of the show, called the show creator, Darren Aronofsky, and said, I don't want to tell him this on camera. We need to have an offside conversation and see if he wants us to be in the show. So he found this out, and apparently he's in good spirits. He said, Chris Hemsworth said, anytime he has a memory lapse, he could just now blame this if he needs to. He is not retiring from acting, may still do another Thor movie. But the Thor movie, he says, I feel like we'll probably have to close the book if I ever did it again. You know what I mean? He said, I feel that it probably warrants that. I feel that it'd probably be the finale, but that's not based on anything anyone's told me or any sort of plans. You have this birth of a hero, the journey of a hero, then the death of the hero. And I don't know. Am I at that stage? Who knows? So Thor can do multiple more movies, but maybe, you know, him turning 40 soon and, you know, wanting to spend more time with the family, maybe he won't do many more Thor films, if any. So he's going to take some time off, be with his family. He says, now when I finish this tour this week for that new show, I'm going home, and I'm going to have a good chunk of time off and just simplify. Be with the kids, be with my wife. So that doesn't mean he's quitting. You know, a lot of headlines said he's, holding off acting. You know, he's at risk for Alzheimer's, all that, and it sounded a lot more scary than it was. But he brings up something that I think a lot of us don't do that we need to consider. Too many people take time off when they get a bad diagnosis and don't wait. This concept of simplifying, I'm a workaholic. I mean, God forbid I get a bad diagnosis, I'm going to still work because I love to work, and work keeps my mind off things. But my big regret in life, and I do have regrets, I tried to live my life where I would never have regrets, but the biggest regret I have is I spent so much time with my patients and at my medical office and running my business and looking at labs and calling patients back for free that I didn't watch my kids grow up like I could have. And I'm pissed. Not pissed at the patients. I'm pissed at me. I couldn't do my job half-assed. And I know that sounds like a cliche, like, okay, yeah, well, you know, so if you were half-assed, you'd be happier. No, honestly, to run a medical office after having people that were horrible at it and build Medicare wrong and, you know, stole things, and I mean, I felt like I had to do things myself. See nurses not look at the labs and be on top of, you know, the referrals and things like that. I couldn't trust it, and I couldn't be a doctor half-assed. So when Corey's like, look, I'm cooking dinner, you know, I'm like, I'll be home when I get home. And I really wish, I don't know what I could have done differently. Maybe I could have just worked for somebody. But I got to tell you, when I worked for somebody, when my son was an infant, I worked for an urgent care. I said goodbye to him at 10:45 in the morning. And it was a 12-hour shift, which always went over because patients were there. And then I wouldn't come home till 1 in the morning. So I only saw my baby for a couple hours on some days. That, you know, so here's the thing. You know, when you hear about maternity leave and paternity leave, you're like, how the hell can employers afford that? How can, you know, I don't know what the answer is. I don't think you and I as a taxpayer should pay for somebody to get to be with their baby when we didn't. But on the flip side, I don't want to see people going back to work. I went with my second child. I went back to work in 3 days. I had to run my office. So after I gave birth, I was back 3 days later. I brought the baby with me. But that's, you know, I didn't need to do that. And I was fortunate to be able to bring the baby with me. So, you know, the idea that Chris Hemsworth has a couple genes, you know, might have a shorter lifespan. Everybody wants to know what the hell happened to Bruce Willis. Why would he have, quote unquote, aphasia, which is a symptom of dementia or Alzheimer's or cognitive impairment? I'm not saying that's his diagnosis, but everybody says he's diagnosed with aphasia. Well, that's like being diagnosed with a fever. You could use that as a diagnosis. He has a fever. You know, somebody has a fever, but does he have a fever because he has a flu? Does he have a fever because he has COVID? Does he have a fever, you know, because he has an infection? Well, same thing with aphasia. When somebody has aphasia, are they having difficulty talking and remembering things because of dementia or cognitive deficit? And Bruce Willis is only in his 60s. So we need to, with people that have early onset Alzheimer's or dementia or any sort of cognitive issue, you know, find the tests, see who's at risk. There's still not a lot we could do to stave off dementia. We try to avoid smoking, try to avoid alcohol. We try to keep our cholesterol down, our blood pressure down, our sugar down. But we're still struggling to decrease the overproduction of amyloid and the deposition of amyloid, because you need amyloid. Amyloid's a protein in your body. You need amyloid. But how do we stop it from depositing in the brain? That's where we need to still focus our efforts. And we're struggling with that, unless there's another way to do it. So, but to simplify, a lot of us can simplify our life. And I look at my life right now going, okay, actually, I need to do more here, there, here, there. No. How can you simplify things? Is there something you're taking on that you really don't need to? Do you have siblings that are AWOL and you're doing everything for your aging family members? Are you in a house that's much bigger than you really need to be, and you could downsize and save money so you could work less? Are you at a job where it's toxic, and your coworkers aren't doing jack diddly squat, and so you're taking on more of the work and you don't need to be? You could switch jobs. So the idea of simplifying, it's important. Now, it's hard to do that because we have a recession. We have inflation. I'm thinking about what the hell do I do to bring in more income? This is horrible. But there are things you could do to simplify. That's what we got to work on next. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Black Friday, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to forecasts from the National Retail Federation. Today will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64,000 people are projected to shop. This as Amazon workers across the globe are striking this Black Friday.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So never say never. Wasn't that Sean Connery with the 007 movies, the James Bond? I think he said he was done. And then he came back, and then they did, I guess, the Never Say Never movie. I have to double check that story, but that's pretty interesting. Well, never say never. Retired ex-Disney boss Bob Iger is back. As the entertainment giant CEO, his successor, Bob Chapek, got canned this weekend. Now, the Disney has been fascinating to watch over the years. And it was really interesting to see how they would handle things in Florida. Because you have the woke mob that will cancel you. And Disney's really hard to cancel because everybody loves Disney. It's kids love Disney and, you know, grown-ups love Disney and, you know, but here they are in Florida. And Florida has the, you know, the landscape of we're not going to give in to the woke mob. And so Disney did something that I thought was very odd. When media and people were taking a bill and rewording it, calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill, when the bill in Florida was, let's hold off bringing up sex until middle school. We just won't bring it up during middle, during grade school. Somebody changed it to the Don't Say Gay. And then Disney at first wanted to say, look, we don't get involved in politics. Because, I mean, they're in Florida. I mean, they can't mess around. They have Disney World. They have. But then they turned around and decided to take a stand. And how a bill went from, look, we're not going to be bringing up sex to grade schools. Okay? You know, the sex ed will be middle school. To, you can't say anything LGBTQ, that isn't even in the bill. In sex ed, they could bring up LGBTQ topics. But that somehow that got twisted, and for Disney to jump on a side based on propaganda was, I thought, a very risky move. When originally they were like, look, we don't get involved in politics. So apparently that has been a disaster for Disney because you don't really tick off the state that you know, supports you. And DeSantis, I mean, why should they give Disney all these benefits when they're lying about some of the legislation that's going on? So it's a, and I support LGBTQ rights, but you cannot say something is, you know, you're not allowed to say the word when we're just talking about sex ed. Sex ed has usually been a middle school topic. We don't really do sex ed in grade school. So is it also called Don't Say Gay in all the other states that are bringing up sex ed later? So, you know, there a lot of big question marks with that. So Disney has now fired Bob Chapek following a series of errors, woke controversies, and the firm's share price plummeted. We're also being told that there's a lot of layoffs expected for Disney. So his predecessor, Bob Iger, is back. The Wall Street Journal said that, or apparently he had stepped down as CEO in February 2020. He was Disney's head exec for over 15 years. He's 71 years old. But he handed Chapek the keys, they said, according to Daily Mail, after a slew of false starts that saw him continue to steer the company for more than 2 years after airing plans to retire. And so some people, I guess, were like, well, then let's just move on. So Chapek was frustrated. He's been waiting. So he finally takes the keys, and then it's a mess. Iger did speak out, though, also about Florida's, quote, Don't Say Gay bill, asserted his retirement was permanent, that he would not return to the role. Well, never say never. So now he's back. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean Iger is going to play nice with Florida. We don't know. But, you know, there's a... The bill limits discussions on sex for students in the third grade and below. Most states already have that. So I don't know why they're calling it the Don't Say Gay bill. They say the bill limits LGBTQ discussions, but I thought it limits all sex. We just don't bring up sex in the second and third grade. That parents could. I mean, my kids asked me when they were seven. Well, they didn't ask me. They were joking about it when they were 7 years old and 4 years old after one of their friends who has an older brother, one of the friends slept over and I guess was talking about what the older brother told him. So they were giggling about it. I go, well, teach me. What is it? Tell me what it means. I don't know. And then the little one is like, what's when the boy sticks his bleep-bleep into the girl's bleep-bleep? And he said the word for it. And I was like, okay. Yeah, if it was a daughter explaining it, it would be when two people fall in love and they hug and they kiss and they go off into the sunset. But, you know, here's a four-year-old boy. It's where you stick this into that. It blows my mind how sometimes that stuff is just so, abrupt. And so I had to talk with them and I told them what it was. The older boy who's seven is like looking at how do you go up? How, I mean, it scared them. Now, oh my gosh, they're like, I'll bring up topics going, so guys, blah, 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 we don't talk about mom. We don't talk about mom. We're fine. We know what to do. We know where the condoms are. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. It's Disney, as well as many other companies, are bracing for layoffs. We'll see what happens with this change. You know, Disney also went through some changes in that, you know, movies had to include, you know, certain woke concepts. And I, you know, I'm mixed. Again, I get that Disney is old school with the prince and the princess, and not all couples are prince or princesses. But, you know, do we really need a love story in these Disney, you know, films? That, you know, rather than saying, well, we have to have everybody represented, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, because you can't just have two women in a relationship. You can't just have two men in a relationship. That doesn't represent the whole LGBTQ community. What about the intersex? What about the queer community? What about those that are bisexual? What about those, you know, so if Disney is trying to incorporate every single person on the LGBTQ spectrum, that they're not going to be able to do it. There's not enough movie time in a movie to do that. So maybe just leave the sex part out. Do we really need, you know, it's kind of an archaic concept where the princess needs to be saved by the prince. And then she rewards him with a kiss. That's something that I don't think a lot of people want to really see anyway. You know, I mean, me, I thought Toy Story was great. That was Pixar. But still, you know, there's a lot of movies out there that doesn't necessarily have to have the lovey-dovey. And that way you don't, you know, get yourself in trouble with the woke mob or, you know, conservative, very conservative thinking. Just leave the kissies out. You don't have to have kissies. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. So it's interesting. You know, Disney is something that has blown us away from a market standpoint. I was at Disney a couple weekends ago. People to people. It was expensive as hell. Prices are still going up. I don't know where everybody got their money. Because, I mean, me, honestly, I'm not going anywhere this Thanksgiving because I'm still recouping from everything that was spent at Disney. I don't think I'm going anywhere for Christmas. I got to save money. And I mean, it was so wall-to-wall people. People are paying the prices. They're waiting in the long lines. They're paying the additional Genie Plus. Disney knows how to market. They know exactly how to. Their Disney cruise, I have not been on a Disney cruise because they're really expensive. But I heard they are some of the best cruises ever with some of the best food. Cruise food you've ever had, they know how to do things. They know how to please. You know, I had a horrible time where my magic morning pass didn't do jack diddly squat because they only gave you a half hour and most of the rides were closed. And, there was a lot of BS that happened, and I still come back loving Disney. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the new management. 1-877, Doc Sally.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of us that got our butts kicked with COVID, one thing that bothered me the most of my COVID illness is how I don't think my mind is the same. I used to have a fantastic memory. I knew everybody's phone number, birthday, social security. I mean, I could remember everything, and now it's getting a little harder. And I told you I thought that COVID affected the brain. And I thought it from day one, because people wouldn't be able to smell. They wouldn't be able to taste for months. I mean, that only happens if something affects the brain, the olfactory nerves and gustatory receptors. There was something that just made me feel like either it was chronic and you had chronic inflammation, or there was some longer-term damage that took a longer time to fix. So now we have a study that looked at the brains of those who got COVID, not all of us, only 46 people, and they found that COVID caused significant abnormalities, even up to 6 months after COVID. This research is going to be presented at the Radiological Society of North America's annual conference in Chicago. And it's based on MRIs of the brain, which reveal significant differences in the brainstem and frontal lobe up to 6 months after people who had COVID-19. Okay, I'm sorry. That is completely inexcusable. This is, I could see how a war could break out as a result of this. You know, if this was done on purpose to us, this virus, I tell you. For the study, researchers obtained susceptibility-weighted MRI scans from 46 people within 6 months of recovery from COVID-19 and compared them to 30 healthy controls. The researchers identified high susceptibility values with significant clusters in the frontal lobe and brainstem for those who had COVID-19. The frontal lobe clusters included portions of the right and left orbito-inferior frontal gyrus and adjacent areas of the white matter. Now, these brain regions are linked with fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, depression, headaches, and cognitive problems. Dr. Mishra, Sapna Mishra, PhD, who is affiliated with the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi, said the significant abnormalities in COVID survivors also included a cluster in the right ventral diencephalon region of the brainstem, which is associated with a variety of functions like sensory and motor signal processing, hormone release, and regulation of circadian rhythms. In order to determine potentially long-term implications of these, they're right now doing longitudinal studies. Of those patients that have the abnormalities, they're going to be watching and seeing what else they have, because we can't go back and do a lot of retrospective studies. Retrospective studies is taking a look at a bunch of seniors going, well, what did you do when you were 50, 40, 30, 20? You know, what was your diet like? What did you do? Longitudinal is, okay, this is who we have right now. Let's watch and see what happens to them. They take a lot longer to do, but it's a fascinating data set. So the current study points to serious long-term complications that may be caused by the coronavirus even months after recovery from the infection. The present findings are from a small temporal window, but the longitudinal time points across a couple of years will elucidate if there exists any permanent change. This is being reported by diagnosticimaging.com. So what does that mean? Well, it means we got a virus that shouldn't be screwing with us, but it is. And when somebody says they have had depression since COVID, or anxiety since COVID, or they can't smell since COVID, or they can't think like they used to, or they have brain fog, or their insomnia is worse, they're probably not lying. This is a virus that was designed to affect our brains. Maybe designed by nature, maybe designed by humans. But with that, we could be looking at higher risk of dementia for any of us who got COVID. Now, I think 90% of the population has had COVID. Many of you have said, Dr. Dahlia, I have not had COVID once since this all began. I hope to God that's true. I do. But if you left your house at all, with the way the virus is, there's a good chance you were exposed. You might not have gotten sick, but you could have been exposed, which then brings the next question. Is getting exposed the same as getting infected? Infected implies you got sick with it. It affected your body and you got ill. Well, if nobody can hear the tree fall, did the tree ever fall, right? I know I messed up that analogy, but if you don't feel symptoms of COVID, does that mean you were never infected? No. You could have asymptomatic infection. So the average person that said they never had COVID still possibly could. We could do a blood test to check for antibodies, but the antibodies don't last. So it won't help me try to figure out if you got exposed in 2020, if you got exposed in 2021. It might say negative, and I have no idea if it doesn't make the IgG antibodies, which are lifelong. So the cognitive issues that could come with this is frightening. And, you know, considering our bodies are hopefully going to live till 80s, 90s, 100. I have a friend of mine who's 90 years old. My friend's mom. I love her to death. Still sharp as a tack. I want to be like that when I'm 90. Now, we do have some good news. Apparently, if you drink honey, 2 tablespoons of honey, they say improves blood sugar and cholesterol levels. Experts said if you replace added sweeteners with honey, like don't put sugar in your tea, but use honey, it could lower the risk of illnesses associated with eating too much sugar, like type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Researchers at the University of Toronto analyzed the results of 18 trials, including more than 1,100 participants, and found that raw honey from a single floral source had the most positive effect on the body. It lowered fasting blood glucose and the number of LDL, lipoprotein particles, in the blood. Consuming honey also increased your HDL, the good cholesterol. Remember I told you LDL cholesterol comes from the liver, gets taken out to the body for the cholesterol functions that the body needs, and when you have too much of it, it just starts to settle and clog arteries. Your HDL is the sanitation department. The HDL will come, pick it up, and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. That's why you want as much HDL as possible. But for a lot of individuals, LDL will still deposit. HDL might not get to it, and the LDL could cause some issues. The more LDL, you could also have more inflammation. Now, all the participants of the study followed a generally healthy diet. Sugar accounted for 10% or less of their daily caloric intake. And the study found that the honey from a single floral source consistently produced either neutral or beneficial effects. They got 40 grams of it, 2 tablespoons of honey daily, over the course of 8 weeks. Most people who benefited had raw honey from false acacia or black locust trees. But if you heated the honey over 65 degrees Celsius, and I forget what that is in Fahrenheit, it could lose its health benefits. So you can't just go and get any basic honey and stick it in your food. But it does bring up the concept that, number one, is you'll eat less sugar if you substitute with honey. But honey in and of itself might actually be therapeutic. And, man, I could take a spoonful of, a spoonful of sugar, get some medicine, go down. I could take a spoonful of honey. If I knew that could lower cholesterol and lower blood sugar. Now, if you're already avoiding sugar, they're not saying to start taking additional honey. All they're saying is to consider swapping out your blood sugar with the honey. So, honey, where's the honey? It's some pretty cool stuff. All right, hope you guys learned something today. I want to hear more from you. Send me your questions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.